Welcome back to the Bramble Podcast. I am Kim. If it's the first time you're listening to us, I'm so glad you're here. And today I have a very quick, short, and sweet episode for you with possibly one of the biggest reminders, one of the most important reminders that you are going to get today, because today we're going to be talking about water, drinking more water, and just some little tips and hacks that are really going to help you drink more. Because let's face it, I think every single person I know, including myself, I'm going to tell you about me in a second, we all struggle with having enough water. We just forget, or we think it's not very interesting. And especially if we have young ones in the house, we are so used to having these sugary drinks and fruit juices and all of these kind of flavored drinks that we just forget about the importance of water. And today I just wanted to kind of remind you of how important it is, why it's so important for the body, and of course give you tools, because I never tell you anything around here without giving you like some practical and actionable tips that are really going to help you kind of do this in your real life, right? This is something that I struggle with so much, you have no idea. And it's usually because I'm busy or I'm stressed. I'm going to tell you about that right now. So today, let's talk about water. Let's talk about what we can change in our kind of daily habits so that we can start incorporating more water into our lives. So you know the drill, right? You know, you've heard it countless times before. We should all be drinking more water during the day, right? So why aren't most of us doing it? It's just mind-boggling, but it's the truth. And I'm going to add myself in the mix here, because this is the one healthy habit. It's the one habit that I have not been able to master. I'm giving it to you completely straight here. And, you know, at least not when I'm having a busy or a stressful day. This is the kind of danger zone for me. If I'm having a kind of a more normal day, things are better. But you know, during days in which things get crazy at Bramble and in life, I just sometimes look at the watch and I realize that it's 2 or 3 o'clock and that I haven't even had my first sip of water in the entire day. That's insane. Now, I'm just being honest, but that's completely the case for me. It's really hard for me when I'm busy to remember to drink water. Now, on days that are more normal, that are less busy, I'm a little bit better at it, but I actually have to make a real conscious effort to get my glasses of water in. I'm not one of these people that is just naturally just carrying around a bottle with them and just feels, you know, like taking a sip all the time. This is not me. This is so not me. So it's really, I have to make a conscious effort. Now, you know, hunger has kind of this way of taking over and making you walk into the kitchen, and extreme thirst can also do that, right? When we're really thirsty, it's really hot outside, we just go for the water, and that's a sign, right? That's a sign that we don't really need the sugary drinks. When we're really thirsty, what we crave is that fresh, clean water. So, you know, extreme thirst can do that, right? It can send you to the water. That's good. We need it for survival, of course, but so many of us are not at that point. So many of us are just kind of walking around and we're not exactly parched, but we're not hydrated either. And we just can't remember to drink up our precious water. So yeah, it's a big thing. This is what most of us are going through. And dehydration is terrible for your body. It's terrible for your mental clarity, for your fatigue levels. So yeah, we're going to talk about the benefits of water at the very end of the episode. But just so you know, being dehydrated, dangerous, of course, in very extreme dehydration modes. But even when we're mildly dehydrated, we're just not functioning as well as we should be. So for some of us, and I'm going to include myself in this group, I think there are two main groups when we talk about the people who struggle with drinking water. For some of us, and this is mine, it's all about, you know, being busy and not just not remembering to grab a glass or refill our water bottles when we've had what's in them, or take them with us. We just leave them at home. And for other people, this is group number two, it's the fact that plain water just feels boring or uninteresting, and that we've just gotten so used to drinking these flavored drinks and sodas and juices and other beverages that we've kind of forgotten that very, very essential rule of eating and drinking. And it's that water is the only beverage you need. And, you know, we should be steering clear from all of the others as much as possible. Now, it doesn't Don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that you can never have your glass of wine or a nice refreshing iced tea or lemonade in the summer. And, you know, I'm not saying that. And anybody who knows me knows that I love a nice cold brew. I love, especially now with this age of the artisanal beers. We have a brewery, a local brewery, right kind of almost in front of our house, and it makes the most fantastic beer, and I just love it. I love spending time there. It's this very special place for me. So I love it. I love it. And I love my wine too. And I love having iced tea and lemonade. And, you know, when we're celebrating, a little glass of champagne. So don't get me wrong. This is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't have these. I'm just saying that these should kind of be rebranded in your head as kind of quote unquote special or celebration drinks, or, you know, for special occasions. If you're dining out with friends and everybody's ordering something kind of, they have this, I don't know, this special tea. When I go to our Mexican restaurant, our local Mexican restaurant, they have this very sugary and very, probably very unhealthy drink made with this hibiscus flower. And it's like bright pink, like hot pink. And it's the perfect combination to spicy food. And I love ordering it, but it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. So this is a special treat for me. It's a special treat, special occasion. And especially with alcoholic beverages, those are also, I also consider celebration drinks. So what I mean by all of this is that our main daily drink should be water. So I'm talking about what you have with your lunch and with your dinner and between meals and, you know, what you grab when you're thirsty, it should be water. Water, water, even with meals, okay? So just have a glass of water. This can be done. This can be done. I grew up having Coca-Cola and iced tea and all of these things with meals. You can get used to it. You can get used to drinking water. Now, you know that Carlos, our co-founder and my husband, is a doctor, and he's always reminding me when we're at a restaurant and I really feel like having something tasty, something sweet. He keeps reminding me that water is the only drink we need. So I'm here to remind you today, and I'm kind of channeling him through this episode. So for the people who are in this group who find water boring, I don't find water boring. I find it great. I love the taste of plain water, but I understand where you're coming from if you're used to drinking flavored drinks. It's hard to go from that to something that is very plain. So water doesn't have to be boring. And we can certainly also overcome what the first group goes through, which is that drinking amnesia on stressful days. We can do all of this with the tips that I'm going to give you today. So let's get started with tip number one. Okay, so tip number one is to bring the water to the people. Bring the water to the people. Now, if you have it next to you, if you have water next to you, or in your bag, on your desk, or next to the TV, if you have this tradition of watching a little TV every night before bed, just having some water right there where you can see it, you're going to be much more likely to drink it. Now, most of my hours during the day are spent in my desk in front of the computer, right? So what I do is I always bring a glass of water with me before I start the day. So as soon as I'm heading into my desk, into the room where I have my desk, I know that I need to have a glass of water in my hand. That's like non-negotiable. And even better, sometimes I cheat with this and I forget, or I have to wash the pitcher and then I kind of turn a blind eye, but I shouldn't. A greater tip is to bring a whole pitcher of water, or a big, big bottle of water, and a glass, and that way you're refilling, and it just becomes automatic. The minute you drink your glass, you refill from the pitcher or from the big jug of water. It's really helpful. So bring the water to where you are. Have it with you. You've heard this before, right? And everybody's lugging around those bottles of water everywhere. But I want you to make this a conscious effort, and I want you to do it even when you don't have your bag with you, because a lot of people put that bottle in the bag and then you forget, or you put the bag somewhere and that's the end of your water drinking days, right? So here are some little kind of location hacks that I absolutely love. Number one is to carry a bottle, and please, preferably not plastic. I know this is hard, and this is a recommendation not only for your health, because plastic comes with a lot of health risks, especially for women and women's hormonal health. So preferably not plastic, or at least if you have to have plastic, try to find a BPA-free kind of bottle. And an even better choice is having glass, and, you know, just try to choose a bottle that is not plastic. There are light options available that are not made from plastic and that are much better for you. But also, because of the environment, please, please, please stop buying water bottles and throwing them out and buying another one. You can have one and refill it. That's okay. But please, this for the health, for your own health and the health of our planet, I had just had to plug this in there. So carry a bottle with you in your bag and your gym bag. And as soon as you start to see that it's running low, refill it. So this has to become a habit. Carry a bottle with you. Now, this one is a no-brainer, right? A lot of you might already be doing this. Now, another thing that I love to do is that whenever, for example, you're getting ready to exercise, I want you to take a bottle or a glass of water, if you're exercising at home, for example, and place it close by. So place it on the table next to you, and take mini water breaks throughout your exercise routine, and also get into the habit of drinking a full glass as soon as you're done and immediately refilling it for later. So if you're carrying that glass around you through the house and you see that it's got water, just drink up and refill, drink up and refill. That's the idea. But with exercise, it's really important because you're sweating. So it's a great moment to replenish, and it's also a great time to take advantage of the fact that you're thirsty. So use it to your advantage. Now, another great kind of hack is to place a large bottle of water or a pitcher and a glass on your desk. This is something that I already mentioned because it's something that I do. So please do this. This is so helpful, especially if you work in an office. Now, I know you've heard this great tip of walking to the water cooler to kind of move your body a little bit more frequently. So what I suggest, because this is also a good tip, what I suggest is you have a bottle and a pitcher at your desk. This is going to help you drink more. And then you can use your excuse of getting up for making copies, for seeing somebody, for telling somebody something instead of using the phone. So use that time for movement, use it, but use it for something that isn't water, and keep water where you are, on your desk. Really important. This is where most of us spend a lot of time, and it's where most of us can go ahead and, you know, drink water, and it's a great nice break, and it's going to help with your focus as well. So really important. Now, another little hack is that whenever you have company over and you're serving coffee or tea or wine or whatever it is that you're enjoying with your friends or family, also place a bottle of water or a jug of water and some glasses. People will thank you for it. Many times we're having something, even if it's something sweet, and we kind of feel like having water, but we don't ask, or, you know, a lot of people will thank you, and you'll see it and you'll get into the habit of drinking some water along with whatever beverage you're enjoying. Now, another one is to place a glass or a bottle on your nightstand so that you can have some before bed, sure, although this might make you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, but, you know, have some before bed if you feel like it, but especially this is for having some water very early upon waking up. So sleep is so dehydrating. I know you've heard this one before. It's very dehydrating. So it's the perfect moment to kind of wake up your body, get that hydration in, and prepare you for digestion for later, for when you have your breakfast and all that. So it's really, really helpful. Now, my last location hack, remember right now we're talking about location, is to always have water with you when you travel. So buy it after you pass security, and if you're traveling by plane, for example, or take an empty bottle with you and refill it inside. Sip it throughout your flight. Flights especially can also be very dehydrating, and this is going to really help you out with all of the stress of traveling. It's going to feel much better. Trust me on this. It's really, really helpful when you're traveling, and if you're traveling by train, it's easy. Just take your water bottle with you and just sip it throughout your train ride, your bus ride, your, you know, anything, wherever you're going. Okay, so that's for the location, right? We're talking about location. But now I want to give you my second tip, which is a simple habit swap. So I want you to swap, well, not swap, I want you to add in a little habit every time you're ordering coffee anywhere or having it at home, or an alcoholic beverage, and this can be any alcoholic beverage. Whenever you're having any of these two, coffee or alcohol, ask for a glass of water at the same time when you're, you know, ordering your coffee or your beverage or your drink. So at the same time, ask for your coffee and ask for a glass of water. This way you won't forget, you'll have them both there, and you'll remind yourself that you need to be drinking water with these beverages. Why? Because these can be very dehydrating as well. So have some water right next to them just to remind you to refill that tank. And you know, it's a really, really great habit swap that is really easy. Once you get into the habit of doing this, really, really easy. Okay, my next tip is possibly my favorite. It's to make it look pretty, 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 pretty. Make it look pretty. Make it look like you really want to grab it and drink it because it looks so inspiring. Now, here I'm talking, of course, about those flavored waters. Not the flavored waters you buy at the store. Those can actually be very high in sodium, so watch out for those. And they sometimes have artificial flavors and ingredients, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you taking some water and adding some flavor to it. It's really easy, and I'm going to give you some great ideas. So homemade flavored water is perfect for those of you who stay away from water because you don't enjoy the taste or you find it too plain. This is the greatest tip for that. And you can not only add natural ingredients to add flavor, but that they will look so beautiful, especially if you have a clear bottle or a clear pitcher of water. It will just inspire you to drink more. Every time you open your fridge and you see that beautiful pitcher of water with all of those colors, it's just amazing. Or if you have it on your desk, it's really inspiring. It's going to help you drink more. So here are my favorite add-ons for the perfect glass of this beautifully flavored water made with natural ingredients. I like to add sliced strawberries or some raspberries or blueberries and some mint leaves. It looks really pretty. I love adding some thinly sliced cucumber. A great option that is also helpful for digestion and debloating is some grated ginger and a squeeze of lemon juice. I also love mango and mint, which also looks incredible, and mango really infuses flavor, so you'll get a really powerful drink there. Some peach slices, also a very mild little flavor that just, makes it more interesting. Some mint and some lemon slices is also really good. Watermelon cubes is amazing, especially if that water is nice and cold and the watermelon cubes are nice and cold. Really scrumptious, and then you can eat the cubes. It's fun, right? So another option is some pineapple, mint, and grated ginger. This combo is really nice. And a little one that is a little bit kind of not the first thing you'd think about, but it's nice, it's really flavorful, is strawberries and basil. Basil, we think of it just for Italian food and we think of it for savory dishes, but basil actually is kind of sweet. So you can kind of sneak it in there with some fruit. It's really, really, you know, if you want a very interesting flavor, this is a good idea. Another great option is some kiwi and some lime slices or kiwi and cucumber. Now there are so many others, you can just experiment, but these are kind of my favorites, both for the look and for the taste. All right, my next tip, and this one you're gonna love, because I think a little part of you knows that this is probably true, and it's to use a non-traditional glass or cup. Now, the little kid inside of us always wants to play, right? We all have this childlike version of ourselves. It's still in there somewhere. So this kid inside of us always wants to play, and those, you know, quote unquote, mom, I only drink my juice if it's in the red sippy cup, you know, those days are not as over as you'd think. Even if you're a fully grown adult, you have that in there somewhere. So many people report an increase in their water intake by just designating kind of a new and fun place to drink from. So for some, it might be this beautiful and elegant wine glass, or your favorite water bottle, or going to find a very special and nice water bottle. For me, for example, it's my favorite mason jar. I have this mason jar where I always have my smoothies. You've probably seen it countless times in our Instagram. By the way, go follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Bramble. And you've seen this jar before. It's my favorite. I love having my smoothies there, but that's also my water glass. I love it. I don't know why. I prefer drinking from that than a regular glass. When I see a regular glass, it's like, oh, I have to drink water. This one is fun. So it's either that or a coffee mug. If I just grab any coffee mug and that's my water mug for the day, I drink more. I don't know why. Go figure. I think it's because we have that kid inside of us that wants it to be special and different. So it really works. And the glass itself, when you see it, it kind of serves as a reminder to drink up, especially if you have the same glass all the time for that purpose. So this one is good. Don't diss it just because you think you're, you know, all serious. It's really good. All right. My next tip is to add what I call 2 or 3 habit glasses each day. So what are habit glasses? Now, what I'm talking about is choosing 2 or 3 moments throughout the day in which you know you have to have a glass of water. So 2 or 3 moments in which you kind of start associating water with those times. Now, mine, for example, are as soon as I come back from walking the dogs in the morning, I refill their water bowl because I'm feeding them and giving them their breakfast. So I give them water and I have the bottle in my hand. So I remember that that's my turn to have a glass. So I have mine too. They have their water and I have my water. Really easy, right? I've associated this habit with this moment and it works like a charm. I have it every single day. Now, another great one which helps with kind of feeling satiated and it also aids in digestion is to have a glass of water 1/2 hour before each meal. This one is hard because we kind of remember it's time to eat when it's time to eat, but you know, it takes a little more work. But if you start remembering or you set a little alarm, if you always have lunch at the same time or dinner at the same time, this really helps and it helps with calorie control and feeling satiated. It's really good. It prepares your body for digestion. Also really good. Now, another favorite of mine is to have a glass of water as soon as I've finished exercising. I mentioned this before. So after I've exercised, I know that I go to the fridge, I have a glass of water, a full big glass of water. And I also have the habit of having one right after breakfast. Now, why do these work for me? Is there a specific reason why I have one after breakfast? No. I've just done it enough times that it's simply a habit and I don't even have to think about it anymore. So that's what I want for you. Choose moments in which it's easy for you to grab a glass of water and do it enough times so that you have that association. It's really helpful. And, you know, this is kind of like, it's kind of like a little dog training technique, right? My dogs, for example, every time we give them lots of walks a day. They go on 4 walks a day. And when we come back from the 4th one, which is kind of around midnight because Vega, our little white dog, you can also see her picture on Instagram. She's everywhere. She's so cute. She gets very anxious in the morning. She wants to wake up really, really early. So a great way we solved that issue was to give her a very late night walk. And that way, you know, she would wake up calmly and we would get up and go and take her for her morning walk. So after this late night walk, one day we just started giving them a little treat right after coming back and it took them, I think, 2 days or 3 days to realize that this was now treat time. And now they completely manipulate us every single night after we come from the walk to give them that treat. And they get these crazy eyes. It's really funny. And they really know how to do it because we cave almost every single time. And so, you know, just as they have associated the time they come back from that last walk, they don't do it at any other walk in the day of those 4 walks, only that last one. They know that's treat time. So you're going to do this with your water. Okay, another tip I have, this is the last one, and you know that we have, that this podcast is all about veganism and our blog is all about veganism. So if you're already vegan or taking steps in that direction, you're probably all set with this one, but just in case you're not and you're just kind of dabbling your toes in vegan waters, this is going to help you and it's going to help you twofold. So this tip is to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Why? Because these foods are high in water content and they're going to help you stay hydrated as well as supply fiber, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. You get it, right? You know, and that combo of high fiber foods and water, that perfect combination is perfect for a healthy digestive system and for elimination. So it's a win-win. And you know, this is a habit if you're just getting into eating more vegetables, this is a habit that's going to help you with your water intake and with eating more fruits and vegetables. So it's a win-win, right? It's really perfect. Okay, now why should we drink up? I thought about adding this at the beginning of the episode because it would inspire you, but no, I want you to know first that there's a way to do it. And then I want to give you that super big boost of inspiration to go and grab some water right now, right now. As soon as you finish this episode, you're going to get up and grab a glass of water. So if you're still not convinced that water should be your number one beverage of choice, here are some reasons, okay? Water aids in weight loss. You know that. It helps flush out toxins. It helps you recover faster from colds and especially from a cough that won't go away if you get this residual cough after a cold. Really helpful. It helps boost immunity. It helps give you clearer skin and it helps with hair loss if you've been experiencing hair loss or, you know, thinning hair or it's you know, it's lacking that beautiful vitality. It really helps. It helps you stay energized and it improves mental concentration and focus. It boosts your metabolism. Hello. It boosts your metabolism. It helps with regularity, like I mentioned before, especially if you're eating high fiber foods like in a vegan diet. It increases that sense of being satiated. And it has also been shown to help control calorie intake. It also energizes your muscles. It energizes those muscles. It makes your exercise routine much more effective and also easier. If you're hydrated, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be as painful or as, you know, as hard to get through a workout. It's going to be much easier. It's going to be more effective. And yeah, really good. It also helps prevent kidney stones. This is so important. If you've ever struggled with kidney stones or, you know, it helps with your kidneys in general, but especially if you are prone to kidney stones, really helpful. It prevents and relieves headaches and migraines. Now, I used to have migraines all the time, really, really painful. So just to hear, if you're a person who has migraines, just to hear that being hydrated can help prevent that, I know you know. I mean, I know what you're feeling. I know that it's something you're going to latch onto because you'll do anything when you're struggling with migraines. And, you know, I just could go on and on and on. Isn't water the best? It really is. So hydration is so, so important. So what do I want you to do right now? I want you to go and get some water. Go and get a nice big pitcher of water. Place it where you are at your, you know, if you're at your desk, place it there. Add some of those flavors if you want to kind of get it a little more interesting. You've got lots of ideas and start putting some of these tips into practice. Water is so important and we've been relying on these flavored drinks way too much. So it's time to kind of start setting them aside. You can kind of crowd them out with adding more water in without, you know, feeling like you're completely depriving yourself. So just do it slowly and start adding in more water and crowding out those special drinks and leave those special drinks for special occasions. That's where they should be. And you're going to start feeling so much better and things are going to get just amazing. They're going to get so much better in your body. Things, all of your body, bodily functions are going to get better and you're going to start looking younger and more beautiful because it really affects your skin. You're going to start seeing it really, really fast. So go and get that pitcher, get that bottle refilled, go get that glass. And please, if you have any tips that have really helped you increase your water intake, I want you to go to ramble.com and share it in the comments in the post or leave them for us in social media. You know, right? I want you to share them because you might have some that I didn't think about that are going to help somebody really start drinking more water. So that's all I have for you today. I told you today's episode was going to be short and sweet because I just wanted to give you kind of a little boost of a reminder that you need to be drinking more water. It's so important. All right, so that's all I've got for you today. Remember to leave us a little review on iTunes if you have the time. It really helps us. It helps other people find our podcast. And I will be so, so, so grateful. I have some to read for you. I'll read them next week. And as usual, next Thursday, that's our date. I'll see you then.